10% off?
I'm in.
Are you still eating that leftover turkey from Thanksgiving? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, live here on America Tonight. We are broadcasting from Davis Island, just a stone's throw away from Tampa, Florida. How about those Bucks? Tough day for the Bucks and a lot of other football teams. Interesting week in the NFL. You might have kicked back and watched a bunch of football over the weekend and through the holiday, of course, Thanksgiving. And how quickly did you get up your lights? You know what? One thing I noticed that's interesting in Florida, you arrive on Thursday, because I actually got down to my brother's house on Thursday. There's no Christmas lights really anywhere in the neighborhood. Poof! It was like a light bulb went off and the entire neighborhood decided they had to light up. And the lights were everywhere suddenly on Friday. And Friday, of course, was Black Friday. So I'm not a person who likes to hit the malls anyway, but I guess the malls looked pretty jammed. However, the numbers weren't so high. Usually there's a lot of discounts and sales, crazy sales, where people get in line at 3 in the morning because they can get some cheap electronics or get a huge discount anyway. And I'm sure some people made out like bandits, but the numbers weren't high. They weren't the usual kind of numbers, I guess, overall you see in sales. So now it's up to Cyber Monday. If we turn the calendar, we're on Monday. Cyber Monday, what does that mean for all of you truck drivers out there? I'm sure you're anxious to get to your computer when you park at whatever Greasy Spoon it is to inhale some great food, because there is some great truck stop food out there. I can tell you where some of them are, by the way. And if you have some, you can share them with us, too. But anyway, you probably get plugged in, right? Flip up the laptop and start hitting the sales there. Or maybe not. Maybe people are going to be more sensible. I have a feeling people are going to spend less on gifts this year. And why? Well, because of the recession, unemployment, and people being downright worried about the future and where their finances are headed, and of course what we've now seen with the terrific fluctuation in our own government. Speaking of the fluctuation in our government, the lame duck Congress returns on Monday. And what are they going to try to do in the next couple of weeks? Something that they haven't been able to do for however long. We're talking about months. With don't ask, don't tell, what's the decision going to be there? Is that going to be repealed? That's one thing that's on the books. In fact, this week, also the Medicare payments to doctors, the House on Monday is going to take up that measure on whether to delay the 23% cut in the reimbursements to doctors by 1 month. And there's a big panic on about that. Also a big panic on about the Bush tax cuts. Here's my prediction. I'm going to look into the crystal ball called the Beltway BS. And I'm going to say what happens here is with the Bush tax cuts, instead of a freeze, which I thought would have been smart, keep them in play for at least a year, let's say. I think what's going to happen is probably it's just going to be a couple of months. And then when the new Congress jumps in January, probably they take it up, let's say, February. So a couple of months, perhaps. And we know what the sticking point here is. The middle class versus everyone across the board getting the advantage of the Bush tax cuts, so-called tax cuts. And there's a lot of interesting things, and we've talked about it, that if you look under the hood, are there underneath the tax cuts, I think, that people don't realize. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a couple of other things that are pretty important that are going to be talked about. Something else that's, of course, making a lot of news, but it has been now for quite some time, because will there be an agreement? Won't there be an agreement? And, of course, we're talking about the Starch Treaty with Russia. What's going to happen there? You think back to when the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty first kicked in. And, of course, it's a bilateral agreement or treaty, that's really the word, between our government and the Ruskies on the reduction of strategic offensive arms, right? Follow the bouncing ball here. I promise I'll get to the point. So the point is it expired on December 5 of 2009, but in April, the new START treaty was signed in Prague. Remember Obama and Medvedev? Remember that big photo op there? So it will enter into force, apparently, after its ratification, but it has to go through that ratification process through Congress, of course, and also their own parliament. A lot of people talking about that suddenly once again, including Senator Dick Durbin and Senator John Kyle, who have a difference of opinion. Take a listen.
We can get these things done. Let's roll up our sleeves and do it. Senator Kyle has raised legitimate issues, but the fact is we can do all of the things he mentioned, debate them, and vote on them in a responsible way before we break for Christmas. To do otherwise is really to create a dangerous situation.
You can't do everything. I was stating it as a matter of reality, not a matter of policy.
All right, there you go. Yeah, a matter of reality. The reality is there's only a couple of weeks, and as he says, you can't do everything. And that was John Kyle, of course, talking about that. And with the clock ticking, and again, the key two words connected here are lame duck. Ever been a lame duck at an office somewhere? Even if you were like the big cheese and then you got another job, or maybe not, maybe you got out just in the nick of time, but you gave your 2 week notice. Have you ever worked with people who are lame ducks? What's the idea? What's the term? The term is they're not getting much done. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think some of the folks that got booted are going to do? I'm not saying they're not going to be professional, but do you think they're going to be burning the midnight oil to try to make some things happen? I'm going to say no. They'll be lucky if a couple of things on the list actually kick in, go for a vote, and whatever. And START is one of them that's absolutely on the board, but further down the line than some of the other things, including the Bush tax cuts, which I think some kind of decision will have to be made there. And as I mentioned, I believe it'll be pushed off to the next couple of months and just let it continue until maybe February, maybe March. But I'm saying there's probably going to be a deadline of February. That makes sense. By the time you've got the new Republicans that are coming in and others in Congress, and then some of the incumbents, of course, and the same thing with the Senate. Just in general, the atmosphere around the Capitol changes, and so does the vote, so does where things will swing. So let's see what happens on that one. In the meantime, too, we have concerns about Korea, South Korea continuing to say they're going to respond to what the North Koreans continue to do. And what are the North Koreans doing? Well, they're the ultimate swizzle stick. And it's not just about words with Kim Jong-il, who will pass the baton to his son. It's about provoking beyond what I think South Korea wants to take any longer. So the South Korean president is saying that his nation can't be patient any longer in the face of what's going on, all this hostility from Pyongyang. What are they supposed to do? Cannot risk their citizens being fired upon any longer. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, sit back and enjoy, because we're going to have a conversation with Coco Energy's CEO about something called coconut water. If you know what that is, it's a cure for a hangover, because it is, after all, the holiday season. Plus, Dr. Roger McIntyre will join us. He's got some interesting thoughts on raising a teenager and how tough it is right now with some of the sad things we've seen with suicide and bullying and all that nonsense. He's an excellent guest. And Paul Bissell will join us talking about health care reform, what's going to happen when the new Congress kicks in January. Are they going to change enough things about health care or not change your fusing? It's all very, very confusing. Stay with us.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
To feeling like they're zapped, you know, with the holidays, you might be going to a lot of different parties, you've worked a whole bunch of hours, and sometimes people who don't typically drink a lot end up having a few cocktails, maybe too many, at the office party, or they're hanging out with friends and family. The next day, they haven't had any kind of a hangover since they were in college or whatever, and there's tricks that bartenders know and veterans know all about. You guys know what I'm talking about. We're talking about coconut water. Jay Ajmera joins us now, and he's got this really cool product called Cocoa Energy. And we're talking about the coconut water here. That is the key. That is the secret. Jay, thanks for coming on America Tonight to talk about this with us.
Thank you so much.
Tell me why. What was it? I mean, obviously you're an entrepreneur, but what drove you to decide to go in this direction, to create with your team, to create this product? Because you saw a need for it. You looked at the market out there. What was it that drove you to this?
Well, we already knew that coconut water was really big in India for us. That's where the coconut waters are from.
Right.
And predominantly all the coconut water, the reason people drink coconut water is with the potassium. And definitely that was the key reason. So we didn't want to bring the liquid out here, because our main goal is to start manufacturing out here. So we wanted to create a product that's a powder form so we can eventually start manufacturing in the USA. And that's why we created coconut water with Cocoa Energy, which took us about 3 years, because the key thing is you wanted to use potassium. And that is the reason that you won't get any hangovers, because it hydrates your body right away. And our potassium level, compared to other coconut waters in the market, is 3 times more. So it's basically meant for athletes on a hangover special the next day. You know, it's perfect recovery.
Right. When you and that's what you do. You just add water and drink it. And how long, you know, what's the estimated time before it kicks in and you're starting to feel good?
Well, it's instant powder mix. So it's right away. It's an instant energy. and it's all natural. So it's because of the potassium, you're going to feel the kick right away.
Wow.
And it balances your system out.
Yeah, no kidding. So, and you were talking about this in India. It's not a secret. The whole thing with coconut water. So you grew up basically, or a lot of people certainly near you, close to you, whatever, family members knew the secret of this, knew the whole idea of coconut water. And I'm surprised that there are other people that have tried to develop things, but you said that the key with you is the potassium, and it really is the potassium, right? How many milligrams or whatever you want to say per serving is there in potassium-wise in the drink?
We have about 850 milligrams per serving of 8 ounces. On a regular coconut water, you're going to get about 569 on 17 ounces. So not only would you have to intake three times more sugar, and more, to get to that potassium. And we don't have acid in our dry coconut water because it's powdered. And coconut water is not meant to be taken out of the coconut shell. That's why coconut shells are so hard. And people don't realize that once it's out of the shell, it sits in liquid form in that Tetra Pak for 30 days inside containers. And then they bring it out here. Our process is just eliminate all of that because it's powdered. There's no room for bacteria growth. And it instantly is packaged. So whenever you open the product, you put it in water, you get fresh coconut. And the best thing is we can have our formula, so that way our potassium level is always going to be high and our price point is always going to be the most economical.
Yeah. What was the – when you were developing this, you came up with the idea, then you start to develop it. What were – because we always talk to entrepreneurs on this show. We find the whole process fascinating. What were some of the obstacles that you overcame so you finally had it where you wanted it? Wow, we got the packaging, we got the powder where we want it. This is terrific. We finally have everything done. What were some of the tougher things you had to deal with along the way?
So definitely FDA was one of the biggest ones, and we wanted them to be involved in it because they had never seen anything like this. You have to understand, it didn't exist in the market before we even launched our product line. No one knew what powdered drinks were, and especially coconut water and exotic drinks like that. People were used to the artificial flavoring, artificial colors, putting synthetic materials in just to get the flavor enhanced. And end of the day, nothing was natural in it. But when you're dealing with FDA, when they see something of this caliber, they're definitely going to test it, and we loved it. But end of the day, we knew that whatever results that they're going to test it, it's going to give us exactly our market to capture. Because with their approval, we know exactly we can use that as our leverage. That was obviously one of the obstacles that was in with the FDA because they take about 6 to 7 months for testing, and sometimes it takes longer. It's all based on what they require.
Right. So you had to wait for that. So you're waiting, and then finally you get the call, and everything's good, and you had to be thrilled when you got the stamp of approval.
Oh, definitely. When we started the business, I mean, obviously we started it from a garage, so. When that approval was, approved, because these are prepackaged, and, when we got our first warehouse location, which was obviously an FDA-related, so we wanted to make sure everything, it's a food process, so we wanted to make sure everything is by the legality of FDA, and that usually is a process because obviously it's a food product, but end of the day, that's what we want. Our biggest, issue was to make sure that we take care of all the FDA issues before we bring it on the market.
Yeah. So Coco Energy's coconut water, you got your warehouse, and where do you produce it now?
We actually manufacture in India right now, but we're actually working on a process of opening the factory in next year on the first quarter in the United States in Oxnard, California.
Wow. So that means everything goes smooth. That means jobs in Oxnard, right?
Definitely, and that's the whole goal, to bring back the culture back. I'm an immigrant. This country gave me a lot. And, it's just that everybody's so down, and, we figured a way out to actually hire people here, manufacture the product here, and sell it back in India.
So the reverse. Manufactured here and then send it back, export it back.
Right, because, we can always produce everything out here. End of the day, it's just when we sell it back in India, we know exactly what our market share is because we've been in India since 1960. And with the growth of that country, we want to take advantage of that.
Right, but then the idea of the factory and then it would be American-made, et cetera. What was the reaction as you started to float it out there? What was the reaction to coconut water?
Well, people were very skeptical to begin with because in the U.S., they never had coconut water. When the liquid products started launching in, they got a really good market share. And people started to realize it's really good during yoga because you don't get any cramps. When you're having a deep tissue massage, usually all this pop owners give it away. And the benefits just start coming in and coming in. And, you know, you got sugar less than 16 to 12 grams. Ours is less than 12 grams. But you just have no artificial flavoring, coloring, preservatives, and no carbonated drinks, no caffeine. So, it's a whole movement. You know, all the vegetarians, the vegans, it's an entire movement. And people want something healthier every day.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And the other thing is, I don't even know if we've talked about this yet, because people have issues with energy drinks and whatnot with caffeine, but it's caffeine-free, correct?
Right. This is completely caffeine-free. I don't know if our products have anything added in terms of caffeine or potassium or anything. It's all natural. It's performed the drink itself. So there's no caffeine. We don't try to add. It's all natural energy that your body requires as a nutrition, like potassium. You have vitamin C from our orange and mango, vitamin D. And, you know, everything is from the fruit itself. So you're getting the best. You know, we use it for my niece and nephew when they come over. We make out of our mango, our coconut water, you know, we make popsicles. So this way they think it's a popsicle at the end of the day. It's a really healthy drink that they're actually enjoying.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So at the end of the day, it's not just a hangover cure, which it is, but it's also something, as you mentioned, whether you're doing yoga or you need energy, you need actually, I would say you need potassium. A lot of people don't get enough potassium, and that's where you would really get that punch. Just women especially, have you found that women really like it?
Oh, yes, yes. Our biggest clients are women. We're going to be airing on December 3rd at The View.
Oh, wow. So you're going to do a thing with them. That makes sense because a lot of women, I mean, how many bananas, and you always think bananas when you think potassium, how many bananas can you eat? And this way,
well,
because
the thing is, bananas, the potassium varies.
Right. Right. And so this way,
it is anywhere from 200 to 400. And, you know, with the cholesterol and fat, and usually it's something like a quick replacement, you know, people that are traveling. And, you know, you take long-distance flights, and you're going to get dehydrated. That's a definite. And this is something that, you know, you can carry on the plane. You can't carry liquid coconut water with you everywhere. You can carry this, and this is something that you can give it to your kids on the plane. Doesn't matter. It's completely, it'll go through every scanner. It doesn't matter because it's not liquid, and it's the best part.
All right, that's good for me. Carry it on the plane because I've been doing all that traveling, of course. A lot of people are traveling. Jay Atmara, thanks so much. Again, coconut water, we're going to give some away, too, by the way, here on America Tonight. So you want to stay tuned for some of the details on that. Jay, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Thank you so much.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to FrancisInsights.com. That's Francis with an E, Insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory. So how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FrancisInsights.com.
So I know this is a stretch, but I was watching Dexter the other night. And sort of, Dexter, by the way, is a serial killer, but he kills off bad people. But that's not the idea of bringing this up. In this week's episode of Dexter, there was sort of a mini plot in the series, and it was dealing with a teenage stepdaughter. He was dealing with a teenage stepdaughter. So, how many of you are dealing with the issues surrounding teenagers, whether it's a boy or a girl? Honk your horn. We have that virtual audio system where we can pick it all up from across the country. I bet there's a lot of you that are dealing with that. So we thought it'd be interesting to bring on Dr. Roger McIntyre. He's written a book called, I mean, this is like the Bible of this stuff, Raising Your Teenager, 5 Crucial Skills for Moms and Dads. Sounds like a holiday present to me. Dr. McIntyre, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Oh, glad to do it. Thank you.
Which is worse? I know this is a wide open question, and I almost... I'm anticipating the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Who's worse, boys or girls, as far as being teenagers?
Boys still hold out the strongest statistics in that regard. I mean, they've 6 times as many accidents with bicycles and 4 times as likely to go to prison.
Oh!
You can go right on down the line of the stats, and the boys kind of win out in that one.
Yeah. What can people do leading up to the teenage years? I mean, kids are great. They're 2, they're 3, you're having fun. You hear about the terrible 2s, and then they're 3, and they're precocious, and you're going to the zoo, and you're having the time of your life. And all of a sudden, fast forward, oof, and they're a teenager. And there's so many jokes about it, you know that, and so many parents kvetch and commiserize together and whatnot. So what can you do laying the groundwork before then?
Well, you can start with the talking, because most of this has to do with the verbal patter-pit that goes back and forth between parent and their kids. And there's some good rules about that. There's a lot more to talking than just what is said and heard. There's, you know, what is done, what body language goes into it, what the eye contact is. And I have a whole section there at the beginning. It's one of those five rules you mentioned earlier about how to do the talking, trying to stay on their wavelength, trying not to make it too threatening, trying to keep the communication open so that you can actually learn about what the heck it is they're doing, because you're probably getting more and more concerned as the days go by. and you need to have that in place. And so I spend quite a bit of time on that, and you know, just getting it straight as to how to use that language. The kids, of course, are always thinking, "What are you saying about me?" It's the big me that's important. You know, us parents, we thought the subject was the most important part.
Sure.
And then you get this curve. You find out, oh no, they're really more concerned about whether you're embarrassing me. You're saying something about me. You're saying I'm doing something wrong. You don't like me. Something along that line. So you really want to keep track of how to keep that going. And so the whole first skill that I have in raising your teenager is about that. When we started writing the book, we thought, well, we have to start with that, because that's, if you can't get that right, then the rest of it doesn't go very well.
And is it, do you have to, you know, that's the old saying about patience is a virtue. You have to really listen, right? And you have to be deliberately kind of slow and really, I'm assuming, and I know you talk about this in the book, really maintain that eye contact, really lean in there and show them that you're paying attention and not distracted by your cell phone, by all the things going on around
TV
you.
TV remote.
Yeah.
How many parents, and I've done it to myself, of course, I have four of my own, but it's very, very easy to keep your eyes on the TV, because you want to make sure you hit the remote at the right time when the commercial is over, you know, and get the program back on. And in the meantime, you're sort of half listening to them. So I say, you know, you got to have a time in the day when we're going to put down the remote, turn off the TV, turn yourself around, and look at them, and listen to what they have to say, and give them that time. If you do that, you hear a lot more than you might think you would hear.
Yeah.
And so then I go from there into games, because a lot of the time, parents would ask me about games that the kids play of, you know, I bet you can't make me happy.
Right.
That'll probably get a few nods from the folks out there. And, you know, referees are fun. I don't know how many moms have had to separate a couple of their kids, you know, because they have to step in because it looks like it's going to get bad. But then every time they step out, it gets bad again. And it's sort of a game that gets played. You know, because we got mom there, she'll always come in if it gets too tough. And the little ones I like very much are testing. Are you still my friend? You know? And they'll do that to you now and then. They'll say, you know, well, the teacher said this today. What do you think about that? And you think, you know, I think there's a time bomb in here somewhere. I don't know what it is, but I figure I'm being tested somehow.
It's a good thing that you brought that up about friend. Are you supposed to be your child's friend or their parent at the teenage years?
You know, we all get bothered by that, and it's you know, of course both are true. You want to be a friend, and in some ways, you'd like to, you know, you want to like them, you want them to like you, you want to have good times together. Of course, you're not friends in the same way an equal-aged adult would be, because you have to run the family, you have to remain in charge of the family. You're probably the money maker of the family. They still have yet to learn some time and money management skills. So you have to remind them about their homework. You have to help them with how they manage their own money. So all those things are going to be times when you take on a little bit of an authority, and you can't be a friend. So I always say, well, you can't really decide this question about be a friend or not be a friend as a general case about all the parenting I'm going to do between now and when they're 24 or 5. Actually, it doesn't even end then. But
it goes on forever.
Some of us who have older kids already know that.
Yeah.
But so I want to keep that line open. I want to still be their friend. I still want them to be able to come and talk to me without having to fear me. And I still want to try and help them. So I need all of that.
Right. What there was something you also wrote in the book that I thought really stood out to me, and you had this, you just had it blocked off, and it said, "Promise yourself that you'll find one good thing about your teenager to compliment every day." I thought that was powerful, because with all the complaining and trying to figure out, and oh, I get frustrated. Don't really, the insecurity level has to be pretty high in the teen years for boys and for girls. So the the compliment, making them, reassuring them, it seems so obvious, but I bet a lot of people don't do it.
It is very obvious, but it is something that's sometimes hard to do, and it requires kind of liking the kid. You have to like the person. I go to PTA groups, and high school PTAs, and I'll say, you know, how many people in here love your children? And, of course, they look at me like I'm a nut, and, you know, we go over that one. I say, okay, that was kind of a silly question. Let me ask you another one, very similar question. How many of you like them? Anybody? And you get a, you know, hesitant hands that kind of come up a little bit, and somebody mumbles something about, well, they like some things they do, but not all things they do. And I said, well, here's the first thing in parenting. They got to know that you like them. You've got to do something. And in family sessions, I've used this story, even in the book, at one point, is I ask a mother to find something about her son. Her son was, I think, 13. And I said, find something about him that you like and tell him you like it. That's your assignment for this week. You've got to find something to like. You know, oh, he's such a terrible kid. Well, you're the parent. You've got to find something. So go find it. And so she went out and came back at the end of the week, and she said, you know, I did that. I complimented on the way, came home on time, something that was school. And you know what he said to me? He turned to me, and he said, what's the matter with you? Like, and I said, well, that's strange. We talked that over for a while. I said, go with me one more week on this, okay? Try it again next week. And let's go one more week. So we went another week, and she comes back, and she says, you know, you did another funny thing. He turned to me, and he said, do you like me? And I said, well, Ronnie, I'm your mother. I love you. Of course I like you. And he says, oh, wow. Like, here he is. He's gone through 13 years, and now he's just finding out that Mom actually likes him.
Wow.
And some of us have never said that to our kids.
Sure.
It has to be said now and then. And the kids are so worried about being cool that a lot of the time when you do these things, the reaction you get is not going to be, you know, too favorable. But it's worth it to hang in there anyway, because they really do like to hear that they're doing well, and then you like them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One of the things that you also talk about in the book, parents disagreeing. What happens when you've got two people? And you know this, I'm sure you've spent many hours on this subject as a child psychologist. What happens when the parents... Yeah, and as a husband, there you go. And with kids. What do you do when the parents... Shouldn't the parents have a united front?
I don't think they have to have a united front on every single detail. But I think there are times when they have to have a conversation between themselves and come to an agreement of what the rule is going to be. And then they have to back each other. Because... you don't want a situation to develop where the son or daughter knows just exactly how to manipulate this. You know, just what questions to bring to Mom, and those are not the ones you want to bring to Dad. What you want to bring to Dad are these kinds of things, because he's an easier hit for those. And you want to avoid some of that. For example, if you get into giving out a curfew, you know, you need to be in by 10 on the weekend. And then Dad says, well, you know, 10 or 11, or, you know, certainly by midnight, you know. And wait a minute, I just said 10. Well, it doesn't have to be 10. This is not a good conversation, because it ends up there's no rule. There's no rule at all. Dad said, mumbled something about later on, and Mom was trying to get me earlier, but I didn't hear an answer. And the teenager will elect not to hear an answer. So Mom and Dad have to go off somewhere and say, look, we've got to say the same thing on this one. We don't have to say the same thing on everything, but on this we do. So let's decide what the time limit, the curfew is on the weekend. And if we're going to modify it, before we do that with him, let's talk it over.
Wow, makes total sense to me to do that. Absolutely. Raising Your Teenager, Dr. Roger McIntyre. Pick it up. It's great. If you read his book, I guarantee you won't have some of those problems you're probably having now. Doc, thanks.
Joe, you're certainly welcome.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Agenda. We've been talking about it for a while now, is repealing health care reform. So, with employers just starting to adjust to the so-called new law, if it's repealed, does it actually create more problems or fewer problems? This is tricky. Paul Bazell is an HR consultant for Advient. He joins us now. We've had him on before. He's terrific. Paul, thanks for stopping by America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me back, Kate.
So it is a wide open question, but let's just start there. More, in your opinion, more problems or less problems?
Anything healthcare related comes with problems for some people that are solutions for other people. That's probably why there is always a healthcare debate going on. What I can assure you of is that we just do not see repeal, outright repeal of the new law in the cards. The reason simply is that making law in the United States is very difficult, and undoing that law or repealing it is also very, very difficult. Starting on the repealing part of it with the fact that the person who championed health care reform, our president, Barack Obama, would have to agree to have it repealed, which I don't think that's very likely, do you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And you're right. It's really one of those things. I've said this before. You got to pick things out. I mean, that's really what it is, isn't it? There's things you want there. There's things you want to see amended depending on what kind of a company you are and changed. And then there's other things that could stay in there. I mean, in general, what is it that the really big, big employers want to see happen?
Well, there was a survey that came out last week, which it got a lot of press, but there's a lot to read between the lines. What I'd like to start off with saying is that there is the prospect amongst larger employers and not so large employers that better times are ahead. And with that comes a growing concern on retaining their top talent. So no employer in their right mind is going on record right now being ready to terminate their health plan as a result or in response to healthcare law. So one of the things that we're reading between the lines on is that in this survey, it indicated that the majority of large employers really don't want the law repealed. They don't like certain parts of it, but wholesale repeal of the law is not something that the majority of the respondents really even wanted. In this survey, respondents say they don't want to repeal the law in full, but they do want selected changes to the law. But it's pretty obvious to us they want to keep their options open. Reality and of, anybody that's reasonable knows that money talks, right?
Right.
So if and when there's a viable alternative to employer-based health insurance, like the employer-sponsored health care benefits through a health care exchange, part of the health care reform law is to set up those exchanges. Employers are going to look seriously at whether or not it's in their best interest to discontinue offering health insurance for their employees. And if we feel pretty certain that if one or two of those very large employers do the math and come out and say, we're going to do this, we're going to not provide that health care benefit to our company anymore, that there'll be an avalanche.
Right, that all of a sudden, because if I'm the big company, if I'm the Fortune 500 company where we analyze the numbers and, hey, sorry, it's about business, blah, 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 and we decide to take the plunge and we get somebody else to take the plunge with us, then everybody else says, well, it's okay, I don't have to be the first, right?
Exactly. And go back to what I was saying before about the concern about keeping top talent. No employer wants to be first, to your point. Once a couple of them start, if they start, we feel pretty certain there'll be an avalanche.
Oh, and then obviously it's that then everybody's on their own. They're doing their own thing. They're getting their own insurance.
And that's probably a good thing to pose to your listeners and give them something to really contemplate here. How bad would that be? What if people had to buy health insurance the same way they bought
insurance
on their car and their homes? How bad would that be? Yes, there'd be a learning curve. Yes, there'd be education. But if you go back to the roots of why there is health care insurance sponsored by employees in the first place, which goes back to 1911 and really got legs back in the 40s and 50s, the reasons for doing that may not really exist anymore. So maybe it's time for employers to get out of the middle.
Right. And actually, in some cases, it actually might be better for the person.
Yeah. Remember what I said earlier about when we first started talking about what works for one person in the healthcare discussion doesn't work for another person. So kind of like buying shoes, Kate. One size doesn't fit all.
And boy, no kidding. So if I'm in HR, I have some friends in HR, and they're really, really good, Paul, at what they do. But they're going to have to deal with this. They're going to have to deal with this, depending on what happens. We don't know. And two of the people that I know deal with very large companies and a lot of people. So already they find that they're getting a zillion emails and questions about their kids' coverage, this thing, this coverage, that coverage, and they're not, it's not that they're not used to that, but now it's multiplied by like 10, and the law hasn't even been repealed yet if it does get repealed.
That adds another bit of angst to the whole discussion, Kate. Your friends and our clients have made tremendous
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.
Go ahead. And so it makes it adds to the problems, the like you said, the angst.
Yeah. It's for a big company, it's like turning the Queen Mary. They've been working for months to get people ready for the changes that first round of healthcare reform law brings with it. Age 26, being able to cover children longer, no pre-existing conditions for children under the age of 19, et cetera. Whether a plan is grandfathered or not, helping people figure out what that means. And we're communicating to employees a whole new vocabulary, and now we're going back to them and saying, maybe we were just kidding. It may change again. Not a very nice prospect, is it?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, as you said, it'd be interesting to go back and look back at what it was like in the 40s and 50s, and then go back to when it first started. And you mentioned a really early date, 1911, and then start to compare. And you know, that's what people want to. That's what people are doing, is comparing it to other countries, other situations in other countries and what they're doing. And the problem is, it boils down to exactly what you said. One plan, one situation doesn't fit all. And that's the problem with trying to fet this out if you're in HR.
All true. And at the end of the day, your friends in HR have to revert to the company culture that they work for and try to figure out what programs are complementary to that culture and attract and retain the employees that they really want to have working there.
Yeah, no kidding. And we have like a minute left. What about, we're talking a lot about big companies and all that. What about the small guy? You have like 20 employees and you got them insurance and all that. Now you're stuck. I don't see how they can keep floating the insurance.
What we're seeing is that the smaller employers are getting hit the hardest with all of this, particularly in the pocketbook. I'm not quite sure why that's occurring, but I have theories, but I don't like to talk about theories. I like talking about facts. And smaller employers have a really rough go of it. Obviously, they don't have many of them don't have professional human resource people like your friends on full time on payroll. So they're trying to figure this out by the seat of their pants. Hopefully, getting some good advice along the way, maybe not. And oh, by the way, it all may change again. So, to your point, it's a big mess and it's becoming increasingly expensive.
Yeah, no kidding. Paul Bazell from Advient, thank you so much. If you want to check out Advient, by the way, just put the three W's in front of it, .com, Advient.com. Paul, thanks so much and happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Kate.